You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
You know me. I've always been an early riser.
Not this early.
I've only just come down. Let's get the kettle on, shall we?
I'll do it.
No, I've got it. Looks as if it might be a nice day. After all that rain in the night.
Oh, you heard it too, did you?
Yes. Well, that's something to be thankful for.
What?
Delicious fresh tap water.
Oh, I know. We were so lucky up here not to have that problem.
Yes. Had such an effect on the whole village.
So, what time do we need to get you to the hospital tomorrow? Mid-morning, is it?
Actually, I've asked Shula to take me.
Have you? Oh. Oh, I see.
You've got so much on your plate.
Oh, I was happy to go with you, Jill. I wanted to take you.
I know, and I'm very grateful. But I don't want you hanging around.
Oh, I feel
like... No! Before you say it, you're not letting me down, Ruth.
But it's my job to support you this week.
It's your job to look after yourself, too. How are you?
Oh, sleep deprived.
In yourself, though?
Oh, I'm okay. My little outburst on Friday took me by surprise, if I'm honest.
Me as well. And, oh, Ben!
Hi.
I must be dreaming. I usually have the kitchen all to myself this time in the morning.
Mum?
What?
You know I'm going paintballing for my birthday on Saturday?
Yes.
Can I have a party too?
Ben!
Not just family, but mates as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't see why not, pet.
Hey, thanks, Mum. Brilliant.
A party sounds a great idea.
Ben, darling, would you mind going out to feed the dogs for your mum? The food's there, look.
OK. And thanks.
Bless him.
Is that wise, Ruth?
Oh, you saw how excited he was. And he's only going to be 12 once.
Even so, it's a lot more work for you.
I'm just happy he's made some good friends this year. Now, how does breakfast sound?
I'll make it.
Oh,
sit down.
Okay. But I know you're worried about your eyes, aren't you?
Well, a little bit. But Ruth, I'm fine.
It's quiet, isn't it?
Well, it is a Sunday morning, and it's a cul-de-sac. Oh, stop, Tom.
Okay.
That's it there. Number 12.
Where?
Look.
Wow.
Yeah. It's got a big garage.
That's useful.
Ooh, I don't like all the tarmac.
Well, it just needs a bit of greening up. Smart, though, isn't it?
Very. We're way too early.
I know. I feel a bit conspicuous sitting here.
Me too.
I hope they don't look out of the window. We don't want to look too keen. Oh, I can't quite believe it. This is a proper grown-up house.
I know. And I still don't feel like a grown-up at all.
So, I doubt if they'll be looking to upgrade our water pipes or drains before 2016.
Oh, marvellous. Yeah, and it's not going to rain heavily before then, is it?
Well, there are places with more urgent need, they say.
Oh. Honestly, the muck packed in the bottom of this trough.
Oh, I should get a shovel to it.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I'll report back to the PC that you agree to be flood warden.
Yep.
Oh, thanks.
Well, it makes sense. We know about it when the amber sits banked.
Yes, and you've got your wetland area.
Yep.
Very useful for everyone further down the river, under more normal circumstances.
Yeah. You know, I've already had Linda onto me.
Why?
Well, she's worried about Ambridge Hall. They were caught in the 2002 as well.
That's got it. Well, you can't guard against acts of nature.
Nope. But, you know, they're downstream of us and she's worried about flood defences and dredging.
Oh, so she's expecting you to stay on top of it, is she?
Oh, well, she didn't say so in as many words, but you know Linda. It's all I need at the moment, quite frankly.
Hello again, Neil.
Oh, hello, Jill.
Was it a lovely service this morning?
Yeah, very good.
All right, Mum.
Clary's phoned to say Eddie's still poorly and he can't do the milking this afternoon.
Oh, no.
He's been very under the weather, apparently.
Do you know if Josh is ready?
Yes, he's in the kitchen.
Oh, righto. Well, I'll drop him back. Bye for now.
Bye, Neil.
Bye. What's Josh up to?
They're cleaning out the hen coop together.
All right. Does Ruth know that Clary's rung?
Not yet. I thought I'd tell you first.
Okay.
David, have you noticed a change in her lately?
Yes. Yeah, I have actually, Mum. She seems totally wiped out.
Yes. And so peaky.
Well, I'd better do the milking for her this afternoon.
Oh, please do. And did you know Ben's demanding a party now as well as his outing?
No, I didn't.
Ruth's insisting on going ahead with it, but I think it's a lot to cope with if she's not very well.
Yeah, okay. Message received, Mum, thanks. But I don't want you worrying about us. Not with your op tomorrow.
It was a shame about the hideous decor.
We'd need to strip it all out and start again, really.
Good size, though, given what we can afford.
Yeah.
Though I didn't like what they've done to the kitchen. Oh, it's next left, Tom, after church.
Okay.
More rural around here, isn't it?
Yeah, much nicer.
I'm not sure I'd feel entirely comfortable in that cul-de-sac. It felt too sterile.
Cheaper than this one, though.
Oh, here's the church.
Right.
But this has got solar panels and a big garden, it says.
Mm.
We could grow our own veg.
We'll see.
How about we go to the Bull after this and have a think about what we've seen?
Great idea.
Hi, Mum.
Ooh!
I thought Ruth was doing the lunch today.
I was just looking at the chicken.
Oh.
I don't think it's been in for very long.
Oh, right.
What are you up to in here, Jill?
Nothing.
I thought you were going to have a sit down with the paper.
Yes, but I thought I'd lay the table.
No, I'll do that.
I don't mind.
Honestly, don't you ever stop.
Sorry.
Ruth, love, Mum tells me Ben's expecting a party on Saturday.
Oh. Sorry.
I was going to find the right moment to tell you myself so we could talk about it properly.
I didn't mean to speak out of turn.
It's a lot to organise, love.
And you'd know, would you?
No, but... Never mind. I'm going to go and check on the sheet we've moved to see how wet it's got up there after last night's rain.
I'll come with you.
Oh!
No, Ruth, just you take it easy.
Good idea. I could help with the lunch if you like.
What's the matter with you both? David, go and check the sheep. Jill, you said you wanted to phone Shula.
I do.
Well, go and do it then. And I'll do the lunch, thank you.
So, you preferred Clover Lane to the first one?
Well, didn't you?
Definitely. But it was almost, well, too big.
Well, we want to grow into a house, though, Tom. Won't be just the two of us forever.
No, I know. But it is quite far away from work, not just for me.
So, what, we're ruling them both out?
Well, we might as well hold on to these details, just in case.
Okay.
Anyway... They've given us a much clearer idea of what we want. And there are plenty more out there to see.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Good old Granny. She's helped make this possible.
Yeah.
Not that our deposit makes much of a dent in the price.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Hello, you too.
Oh, hi,
hi. Neil.
Are those house details?
Yeah, we've been out viewing this morning.
Ah, in Ambridge?
No, as it happens.
Oh, oh, so you're thinking of moving away, are you?
Not very far.
Oh, pity.
Neil.
Oh, no. I meant as a pity you're not considering a self-build on Bridge Farm.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure your dad mentioned it was on the cards once upon a time.
It was just a passing idea.
Tom, a house you built with your own hands to your own design, you can't beat it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And you'd be on tap for work, and that saves a fortune in petrol. And you'd have Pat and Tony handy for babysitting in the future.
We're after a fresh start, really.
Away from Bridge Farm.
Well, my advice would be to think it through.
Just what we're sitting here doing.
And I wouldn't dismiss it out of hand. There's nothing can match the satisfaction of building your own place. Of course, there were setbacks, but I don't regret a single day of it. It was a labour of love. And I just roll out of bed to feed me wieners now. That's marvellous.
Kirsty may not fancy living next door to the pigs.
They wouldn't be my first choice of neighbour.
Susan had reservations about the smell at first, especially when the wind was blowing in the wrong direction. But having the house of her dreams is more than made up for that.
Is that all you're eating, Ben?
I'm not hungry.
And is it any wonder, stuffing your face with a giant peanut butter sandwich just before lunch?
I was starving. It was so late.
Now, your mum's gone to a lot of trouble, Ben. And when I say a lot of trouble...
Maybe try one more potato, Ben.
No, thanks.
I know they're not up to your grand standard.
They're lovely.
They're like bullets.
Can I get down?
Ruth?
Oh, go on then. And bring me your washing. I don't want any surprises tomorrow morning.
Well, I'll have another spud. They taste all right to me.
You're a lousy liar, David.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
And you'd eat anything when you're hungry.
Your gravy's delicious, Ruth.
And he frosted the rest of what you made last Sunday.
Oh. Well, it complements the chicken anyway.
And how do you compliment a chicken? Admire his drumsticks.
Would you like any more, Jill?
No, thank you. I've had plenty.
It was dry as a bone.
Not with the gravy.
And I had a leg, so...
Well, if that's it, I'll clear the plates.
David?
No, I'll do that. You go and put your feet up.
What a good idea.
Why is everyone suddenly treating me like I'm 105? If anyone needs to go and put their feet up, it's you, Jill, not me. You were the one up at the crack of dawn cooking me breakfast.
Love...
Please.
I will, I promise.
Good.
But only after I've helped you clear up.
Wait, wait, wait! Wait, Biff!
Oh, this reminds me of Grandad and Dad.
Yeah, some things don't change. Thanks for giving me a hand.
Oh, well, they can manage without me at the Bull. And I wanted to see Mum before she went off to hospital anyway.
Right. Come by! Come by! You know, Dad would think it's nuts putting electronic tags on this lot. I mean, it's not as if I'm going to move them off the farm before slaughter, but rules is rules.
When's that coming in?
Next year.
Right.
Through the gate now, go on! Go on! Kenton, can you get the gate for me, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks. Mum seemed in good heart when we waved her off anyway.
Yeah, well, you know Mum. She was hiding her nerves.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah. But Shula will steady them. She's the woman for the job.
And how's Ruth coping, living with her mother-in-law?
Well...
Ooh, hit a nerve, have I? Hey, it was only a joke, mate.
No, well, Mum and I are quite worried about her, as it happens.
Why?
Well, she just seems really tired.
Well, I'd be tired the amount that she does.
No, much more so than usual. And she's very pale. She's not bouncing back. And she's doing her best to fight it, but... it's not putting her in the best of moods, either.
Are you worried she might be ill again?
Well, I don't know, mate. I love our life, you know.
Yeah, and it's not going to change. Hey, come on.
She's 9 years younger than me, Kenton, but... she looks like she's aged.
Well, are you surprised? Eddie's been ill, hasn't he?
Yeah, so yeah. She's had extra milking on.
Yeah. And half the farm was underwater last week. No. She'll pick up in the spring, you'll see.
Well, hope so.
Of course she will. And hey, you know, she can always go to the doctor if you're really worried. But she's made of strong stuff, is Ruth.
Yeah, she is. And I'm going to give her a break from the milking this week.
Oh, that'll help.
A couple of mornings at least.
Great. God, it's still quite boggy down here, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's better than it was. Oh, hang on. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Uncle David. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Look, you know this assault course I'm planning with Fallon for Sport Relief?
Yeah.
Well, it's really taking off. We've got a lot of interest from a few young farmers groups.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, so the course has to be really good now.
Yeah.
So, I need some tyres.
Yeah, no problem. How many?
I'm not exactly sure yet. Can I drop by after I've jogged the route?
Yeah, of course. Oh, and I've got just the person here if you want a companion. Your Uncle Kenton, with time on his hands.
What's this?
Oh, okay.
He's off the booze, so he might as well go the whole hog and get fit.
Okay, well, tell him I'll meet him at the Bull. I'm here with Fallon.
Okay.
I knew he'd want to help.
Nice one.
Oh, and I talked to my mate Alex in the Army Cadets about the netting. He's pretty confident he can get us some.
Hmm. And did you remember to ask him about someone who might check it over for safety?
Yeah, he's getting back to me.
Ah, great. So, back to this route then.
Ah, yes. Right, let's see. Starting point, village shop, so everyone can assemble on the green.
Uh-huh.
Up the lane, up Lakey Hill and down. Mm-hmm. I think that's the moment to crawl under the netting.
Yeah, sounds good.
Then they reach the river to the east of Lakey Hill, either through the fields or on the track past Willow Farm.
To be decided?
Yeah. Then cut down to Haydon Barrow via Haydon Brook. Then they can pick up their bikes and sprint through the country park to the Jubilee Field.
That sounds really good, Dan.
And we'll have stewards in high vis along the route so people know the way.
I bet the young farmers would be up for that as well. You know, the ones who don't actually want to do the course.
Yeah, true. I'll ask. Hmm. Right, I'm going to run round it in a bit.
Oh, what are we calling it? I'm going to need a name if I'm finishing the website today.
What about Rough and Tumble?
Yeah, that's cool. Well, how about the Rough and Tumble Challenge?
Yes.
Oh, and I meant to say we can order wristbands from the official site to sell on the day.
Yeah, go for it. How many?
Word's getting out. There are more and more people signing up.
I don't know. It all still looks a bit tame to me.
The thing I'm most dreading, Shula, is having my eye held open.
Try not to think about it.
I'm sure I'll keep wanting to blink.
Oh, you won't.
At least they offer eye drops as an anaesthetic. I don't think I could cope with a needle.
And they use ultrasound to break up the cataract. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh,
sorry. They do this procedure day in, day out, Mum.
Yes, I know. Anyway, it'll all be over in half an hour. And just think of the result.
Oh, Dan, mate.
You okay there, Uncle Kenton?
Yeah, no worries. Only,
What?
Can we take a pit stop, please? Just for a minute. Or 10.
Are you sure you're okay?
No, I'm great. I just catching my breath, that's all.
Bit too much for you, maybe.
Oh, hey, as if. No, I'm really looking forward to a bit of rough and tumble.
Yeah, right. Oh. Hey, you're right, though. The view is worth a stop. Oh, look how flooded Brookfield is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was brilliant for the assault course, all that rain.
What? Was it?
Yeah, of course. The muddier the better.
Oh.
Right, come on. It's downhill all the way now.
Yeah, you said it.
Are you okay there, Mum?
Oh, yes. Do you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, that's a relief.
Mm. I could feel some pressure on my eye while he was doing it, but that was all.
Oh, did I give you the drops?
In my bag.
Oh, good. Right. Well, let's try and find our way out of here. Oh, where's the ticket gone? I just had it.
It feels as if there's something in my eye.
Oh, well, don't rub it, whatever you do.
Oh, no, they were very strict about that. I've got an eye shield for overnight.
Oh, ticket in my pocket. Where else? Oh, they said it went well anyway.
Yes. It still feels like it's watering a bit under the dressing.
Well, they said to expect that. Mm-hmm. Ah, this way, I think. Now, remember, I can bring you when you come for your follow-up.
Ruth has offered.
But I know the ropes now, don't I? It's not a problem.
I don't want to upset her, where she is at the moment.
She'll probably be glad. Ah, exit. They've got so much on.
I know. She wouldn't let me lend a hand with the lunch yesterday. I hope I haven't outstayed my welcome.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true. It sounds as if you held a place together last week.
I only cooked a few meals.
Ah, here we go. We'll soon have you home, Mum.
Good. Ah, I'll be fine. But if you could bring me for the follow-up, that would be marvellous.
15 seconds! Oh. Pick those feet up!
Say this!
18! 19 seconds!
Oh, that's not bad.
Come on, Uncle Kenton, you can do it!
Knees up, you horrible little man!
Oh, shut up!
Look at him!
Oh,
over he goes!
Ow!
At least you had a soft landing.
You put me off on purpose. There'll be a lot more distractions on the day itself. Are you okay?
It's my knees.
Oh, ignore him, Dad.
Well, at least you've given me an idea of what to expect from the unfit competitors.
I've just run up Lakey Hill.
As you'll have done on the day, too.
I am not unfit. It's just, look, it's really tricky running through tyres.
Hey, you look like you could do with a brandy, Kenton. Oh, no, sorry, you can't have one, can you?
Oh, you. Listen, you have a major workout every day just doing your job.
Yeah, while you're propping up the bar.
Oh. Thanks for trying it out, both of you.
It was fun.
What?
Oh, it's good having two lots laid out. And we're getting people to enter in pairs.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, so you compete against each other just for fun, and we'll have two overall winners, the fastest man and the fastest woman around the course.
Oh. It sounds great, Dan. Good on you.
Thank you.
And if you need any more tyres, we've got plenty.
Okay, thanks. I've had another idea, actually. It's a bit more extreme.
More?
Well, you know we're running along Hayden Brook?
Yeah.
Well, I thought, why not get in it? Huh? No, we could put some hurdles in.
What? In the water?
Well, yeah. And we'll fix hurdles across the brook, nice and low down, and the competitors have to get under them.
Good grief!
That is such a horrible idea. What the hell is wrong with you, man?
I thought you'd been in the Navy.
Yeah, the Merchant Navy. Anyway, it's been lovely, but I'm off. I've had more fresh air and exercise today than I've had in a month.
Hang on. You haven't completed the challenge.
Well, things to do.
What, resting your knees? Hey, Kenton.
What?
Thanks for your help with the sheep.
Yeah, no worries.
See you.
Bye.
Yeah,
maybe.
Right. Well, we better stack these now, Dan. The cows will be in soon.
Okay. Then I'll give Fallon a call.
Right. Oh, and your gran should be home any minute, too.
Hi, David.
Hi. How are things?
Oh, fine.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, love.
Here, let me help you out.
I can manage.
Are you okay there, Mum?
I'm fine, darling.
Hi, Gran.
Oh, hello, Dan.
Was it okay?
Not too bad, really.
Oh, give her a moment.
Sorry.
Take her arm, David.
Yeah. Come on, Mum.
Look, please don't fuss, all of you. I'm all right. I just want to get inside and have a cup of tea.
Hey, Fallon.
Hi.
I've just been trying out the tyre challenge. It's going to be really good.
You're really getting into this. Listen, Dan, I've had an amazing bit of luck.
Yeah?
Rhys called me. He went to a big, let me just say a sporting event. I don't want to jinx it. There was someone there who's one of his big heroes of all time.
Oh, Fallon, what? Come on, tell me.
Well, he went up to get an autograph and he started talking about what we were doing in the village for sport relief.
Yeah,
and this hero of his was really interested and liked the sound of a grassroots type of event.
You're kidding.
I've got a phone number. We might have someone really special to present the trophies.
Fallon, who?
Look, Wild Horses, Dan. Like I say, I don't want to jinx it, but I'm going to make that call.
Have you got enough there, Ian?
No.
More this way, please, Jeff.
Okay.
You know, I can think of better things to be doing on my day off.
Ian, I'm hurt. This is traditional.
Here. We need the polythene to come further down. Yeah? That's got it. Now, hold it taut while I do the first tie.
Oh, you know, one of these days, you're coming under prep for me. See how you like it.
Oh, you love it, really. What time does Helen want us tonight?
7. Oh, look, I'm sorry, but this is Helen Adam. She's still the same person.
Well, of course she is.
I mean, surely we can go and enjoy the meal with her.
She's just as easily hurt as she ever was. Only now...
What?
She's riding so high. Further to fall. Right, next one.
Well, all I want is for her to be happy and settled.
Me too. But you know what she's like. I bet she's spending her whole time walking on eggshells, trying to keep him happy. In case he dumps her again.
Look, we can't know what it's like in their relationship, though. I mean, he might be just as vulnerable as she is. He's been through a lot, after all.
Can you keep it tight?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, that's very charitable of you, if I may say so.
Well, maybe we just have to trust her judgment.
Okay. There.
Look, I'm going with an open mind tonight. I don't dislike the guy. I just feel protective, I suppose.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting to know him better. For Helen's sake.
That's Dan asking if we're taking part in his rough and tumble challenge for spore relief.
You're having a laugh? All that muck and gore stuff? Not for me.
Well, I've got too much on. We can donate, though. Right, you helping us with the next cover, then?
Of course I am. After that cup of tea Jennifer promised me.
I'm under instructions from Helen to borrow a wok, if at all possible, Jennifer.
Oh, well, yes, of course.
We haven't got a lot of kitchen equipment at the cottage.
No, I remember from when Jess borrowed the fish kettle.
Ah, yes.
Oh, the sooner I get proper pan storage, the better. Phew. Well, there we are. Will that do?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Though why she can't borrow her mother's.
I'll return it tomorrow.
All right, then, that'll be fine.
Okay. Oh, hello, Ian.
All right, Rob.
Good-o.
I'll see you later tonight.
You're on. Oh, is the offer of a cup of stuff on Jennifer? My hands are freezing.
Yes, of course it is. How's it going out there?
Oh, they're on to the next polytunnel. I'll go and help when it warmed up a bit.
Sit down then, Ian.
Oh, you got the Borsetshire by Design brochure then? Very nice.
I haven't had a proper look yet.
Oh, I love their stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, the chef at Redgate Manor's had his own kitchen refitted by them. It looks amazing.
Well, if they're good enough for him.
Yeah, and they build to last. Mm-hmm. All solid wood, beautifully crafted, pure class. Oh. Yeah, and you want Kingsley to come out. He's your man.
Kingsley? As in Amos?
Yeah, I suppose. But he's their top designer. I mean, he'll know what you want before you do.
Oh, my goodness, really? Oh, you're back.
Oh, sorry. I was sitting in a delivery of rapeseed meal.
And you brought the wok. Excellent.
Yeah, but I was thinking, I mean, stir fry, Helen.
Yeah, what?
Well, it's not very satisfying. You're feeding 3 blokes, remember?
Not too bad. I've chopped all this veg now. And I'm doing something quick so I can spend more time with Adam and Ian.
And steaks are quick.
Steaks?
Yeah, much more substantial.
I've got chicken pieces marinating.
How about I nip out and buy some, eh?
What about all this?
Oh, it'll keep. Shan't be long.
Oh, Rob.
And I should start Henry's bath. Don't want him still up when they arrive.
You remembered the wine?
Here, and your designated driver.
If I must.
And remember to keep stum about the marriage proposal, okay? No slips of the tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, cheer up. It might be a laugh. I mean, at least I don't have to cook.
You did tell them 7:00.
Yes.
They're late.
Well, at least it's given me time to do this mash. Oh, was that Henry?
I don't think so.
Oh, it was far too early for him to go up. He hasn't settled.
So is that to go with the steaks?
Oh, I'll have to think of something.
No, mash is great.
Well, actually, it's champ.
Northern Irish mash for Ian.
Oh, that's thoughtful.
That was one way to use all those spring onions I chopped. Oh, well, I'm steaming here.
Mm. You're such a great little cook.
I haven't had time to prepare properly.
Oh, steaks are a much better choice, Helen, honestly. But there is a knack to them. I'll help you when the time comes.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, it was my idea.
Oh, never let it be said that I can't be spontaneous.
Never. I'm proud of you. I'm looking forward to this.
Good. Because I really want you to get to know Ian better. He's such a sweetheart.
And what about your hair this evening?
What about it?
Well, a top knot's all right for a Yorkshire Terrier, but it's not a great look for the future Mrs. Robtich.
No, I forgot. Oh, my fringe was sticking to my forehead.
Well, Ian and Adam might not have seen you quite like that before.
Oh, they're here. Let me just... Oh.
Yeah, there. That's better. That's my beautiful Helen.
And don't tell me you were school captain as well.
Well, I was, actually.
I knew it.
Well, you forced it out of me.
Well, Rob is very athletic.
Helen?
You know what I mean.
I never took to rugby. I was in the first 11 for cricket at Sherburn, though.
Oh, sorry, Helen.
Oh, that's okay.
That's from Fallon. Well, yes, your reputation goes before you.
Wow. You're pretty good yourself at the single wicket.
Yeah, he's brilliant, isn't he?
Well, not in Adam's league, that's for certain.
Pass me the wine, Ian.
No, okay. No, I think you might have had enough, little Miss Giggly.
Oh, yes, you're probably right.
And what about you, Ian? Are you keen on sport?
I've had my moments.
Yeah, right. Ian prefers watching.
Oh, well, yes, I'll be glued to the Six Nations again on Saturday.
Ian's a follower of Felpersham City, of course, and you can't prize them away from the Tour de France.
Well, I'm more than just an armchair sportsman, though, Adam. We're both taking part in Dan's Sport Relief Challenge, aren't we?
Are we?
We sure are.
Ooh, sounds lethal to me.
Oh, no, I think it'll be great fun. I can't wait.
Oh, shh. Oh, that's Henry. Wait me a minute.
Oh, no. Don't go up again, Helen. It's giving in to him.
Oh.
Look, he mustn't expect you to be at his beck and call.
I think he was crying, actually.
Oh, listen.
Helen.
Oh, well, he'll settle down.
Well, only if you let him. So, how was the steak, Adam?
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Rob.
Shall we have the ice cream now?
No, not yet, darling. Helen was going to do a stir fry, but, it doesn't really hit the sides, does it? So I rustled these up instead.
I love your stir fry, Helen.
Well, next time.
So, Ian, do you think men or women are the better cooks?
No comment.
My father can just about manage an omelette. Very traditional couple. I'm guessing yours are too?
Yeah, they were.
Ian's mum died when he was 13.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's when I took over the cooking from my dad and three brothers.
Wow. Well, I can do the basics.
Oh, shut up. False modesty doesn't suit you.
Well, it's a good kitchen at the lodge, isn't it?
What? Mm.
Well, easily room for two, I'd say.
You see? Oh, that's what's lovely about Rob. We can share a kitchen, work together, side by side. Never a crossword.
Well, that all sounds very cosy.
So, you're looking forward to Tom's stag night?
I was.
Yes, he deserves a good night out.
Time for that dessert now, I think, Helen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I need a cigarette first. Is that okay, Helen?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks. Excuse me.
I'll join you. Get a bit of fresh air.
Do you need help, darling?
No, it's any ice cream.
God almighty.
What the?
That man has no sensitivity. You're sitting there and he's talking about moving into your gran's house after she dies.
I don't think he thought it through.
Don't you go making excuses for him, Adam. That was so out of line.
Helen didn't seem to notice.
She's completely wrapped up in him. He should hardly notice if we left the room.
She's so happy, glowing.
The way he treats her. I'm sorry, I had to get out or I'd have smacked him one.
Well, you've had a few, you know. It's not as bad as all that.
Isn't it now?
Well, compared to that horrendous meal at the Bull.
No, I know what I've seen, Adam.
He's old school, that's the problem.
Oh, right, is that it?
I knew loads of guys like him at school. Still a touch of the caveman about them. It comes with the territory, I'm afraid.
You know, I so wanted to like him.
I know. And
Hey, what's all this about doing the rough and tumble challenge? I thought you hated the idea.
I did. Then I got my text from Fallon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she had a bit of news. You know, I'm going round that course, Adam. Even if you're not, I'm going to wipe that smug grin off his face if I can.
Up to you.
He more or less told me I wasn't up to it.
Did he? Well, what was the news?
Oh, no, you wait and see.
Intriguing.
Oh, come on, Adam. You must be spitting fire.
Stop it, Ian. You're not helping.
Are you not furious?
Yeah, I am, actually. But being angry isn't going to help Helen, is it? Look, I'm fine about Gran giving a house to Helen and Henry. I think it's lovely of her.
Well, so do I, but I wonder how she'll feel about giving it to Rob.
Did you lock the front door?
I did.
Oh, what a wonderful evening.
Yeah, I think it went well.
Very. Anything else for the dishwasher?
Just this saucer. Here.
Thanks for making him so welcome, Rob. Ian especially doesn't get much downtime in the evenings.
He's a nice guy. They both are.
Oh, that means a lot to me.
Come here, then.
Right, let me just switch this on.
Oh.
And you were right about the steaks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you cooked them to perfection. Ian didn't say much, but I could tell he was impressed.
I was a bit nervous cooking for a professional, but I wanted to show him I can do my bit in the kitchen.
Oh, it felt like we were a proper couple tonight, you know?
You are funny. We are a proper couple. Now, may this be the first of many wonderful dinner parties.
Oh, I hope so. And it was so nice for Ian to see, well, the real you.
Your friends are my friends, darling. And if you're happy, then I'm happy too.
Oh, for heaven's sake. All right, all right. Mike.
Sorry to disturb you so early, David.
No, it's all right. I've just got up.
You got ewes and lambs all across the lane.
Oh, no.
By Lower Wood.
OK, thanks, mate.
Just as well there ain't no traffic yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm on my way.
OK, bye.
Bye. Ruth? Love?
What's wrong?
I can't do the milking after all. The sheep are out.
Oh.
I'm really sorry. Shall I ask Josh?
No, it's not fair. He'll need to get over to Willow Farm. I'll do it.
Oh, look, Beth. Brenda sent us a selfie. Oh, what's she flashing her left hand for? Oh, well, I never. Wait till we tell Daddy.
I so wanted to give her a lie-in, Mum.
I know, love. It was very unfortunate.
I mean, of all the mornings for this to happen.
Yes. Ah, here she is.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, love.
What's all this?
Mum's done us breakfast.
Cheer.
Well, you've earned it.
You shouldn't be overdoing things so soon after you're up.
Feel all right today? And Ben helped me, didn't you, darling?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, it's you who's in danger of overdoing it.
I'm really sorry about the milking, love.
Oh, well.
I'll do it tomorrow morning. Well, barring acts of God. Oh,
thanks. That'd be great.
Sit down, anyway.
Yeah, come on. You were a long time.
Oh, one of them was limping. I had a quick look. I couldn't see a stone or anything.
Mm.
Can we get her in the crush after breakfast?
Yeah, I'll do it.
No, it might be a two-person job. Might be a pressure ulcer under her sore.
Okay. You ready for yours, Ruth?
Thanks, Jill. I do feel a bit light-headed.
Do you?
You need some food inside you. I made sure Josh had something as well before he went to Willow Farm.
Have some tea, Mum. You look terrible.
Oh. Well, thanks, Ben.
Mind the plate, it's hot.
Wow! Sausages and everything!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jill. Well. So, what happened about the sheep?
Mm.
Some idiots dumped builder's rubble just inside the field.
Oh, no, and there was that mattress last week.
Yeah. And whoever it was left the gate open.
Don't let it go cold.
Okay. Oh, this is nice, Jill. Thanks.
And the garden rubbish mixed in with it and everything. Mike stayed and helped me round them up.
That was nice of him.
Yeah, it's a good job he found them.
Yeah, but then I had to come back for some hurdles to keep the ewes away from it all. There's nails and all sorts there. Caught my ruddy finger on one.
Oh.
And you know how curious lambs can be.
People don't think.
No.
They don't want to pay extra at the tip.
Exactly, Ben.
Do you think you should have that cut seen to, David?
No, it's all right, Mum. I'm up to date with my tetanus booster.
Has Josh told you?
Told us what?
About the assault course thing. Wiggo's coming.
Pardon?
I'm not talking about Josh's steer.
Yeah, well, obviously not. But what are you talking about?
Bradley Wiggins. He's coming to Ambridge for sport relief.
Don't be silly, Ben.
Where did you get that idea?
Josh, he got it from Jamie, who got it from Kenton.
Oh, well, there's the answer.
It's not very likely, Pet.
He is.
Anyway, listen, Ben. Do you know how many have confirmed for Saturday?
Not exactly.
I'll have a ring round their mums.
Mum!
We need to know!
Oh, embarrassing.
Well, remember it's PE kit today.
Ben!
Oh, let him go.
Honestly. Bradley Wiggins.
Well, you never know.
I really need to go to town later to shop for the party.
Are you sure?
It's only a few pizzas. It's got to be done.
I could go.
Oh, David, come on. And you've got Adam coming.
Well, I'll make Ben's cake.
No, you've done enough today with all this. I'm feeling better already. The cake's in hand.
Sheep all over the lane.
Poor David. Oh, the water's got into this flow ball. Oh,
no wonder it's going beneath the water level, then.
I reckon the valve's knackered, too. Oh, I'll need the spanner. So, what do you think of the Mike?
Well, yeah, decent-looking beasts. How long before the rest of them calve?
Oh, a couple of months, give or take. I hope they do as well as the calves that came at foot.
Looks like a lot of work, mind.
Not much. They practically calve themselves. Takes a while to finish them on grass, of course.
Well, of course.
I won't see a return for a couple of years or more, but it'll be worth it. There's quite a demand for quality organic beef. I can't go wrong.
That one doesn't seem too interested.
Where?
By the hedge, keeping herself to herself.
Oh, she'll soon start grazing.
Hello, Mike. I saw the van.
Oh, morning, Pat.
Tom's finished packing the veg boxes, love.
Oh, good.
You must take some chard before you go. We've got masses.
Oh, tar.
Between you and me, I think Tom's a bit jealous of these beauties, Mike. He doesn't like the competition.
He doesn't like them trampling over his pig arts, you mean? Has he been showing them off to you?
Oh, yeah. Lovely beasts. Yeah. But they're not the only reason I've come.
Huh?
I wanted to tell you before it got around. Brenda's engaged.
Oh.
Right.
To a real-life liar, by all accounts.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, well done. You must be chuffed.
Yeah, we are. She's coming home later today to visit.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, so we'll get all the details then.
Engaged, how exciting.
Oh, I know. It's come out of the blue. Still, you meet a lot of people in London.
Oh, you can be extremely lonely.
True. Oh, she's doing ever so well, Jill. She's just got a good job in property.
Well, she had all that experience at Amside.
She did. Oh, and she had a beautiful cuddly toy delivered for Abby's birthday last Friday. A dinosaur.
That's nice.
Oh, she misses the family.
Of course.
Well, Brent will be here soon anyway, so we'll push off.
You sure you won't stop for a cup of tea?
No, thank you. You can't wait to see your big sister, can you, Ben?
Well, I'll give these to David.
Hiya.
Oh, here he is.
Oh, good.
I said he'd be in soon.
Hello, Vicky.
Afternoon, David.
Hello, Beth. Hello, Beth. No, Ruth?
No.
Oh, she's been gone a long time.
Yes. Vicky's bought you a little something.
Oh, it's from me and Beth for towing us out of the Ford last week.
Oh, honestly, I was glad to help.
It's only chocolates, but you can't go wrong with chocolates, can you? Someone will always want to eat them.
Well, they will in this house. Oh, that's really good of you, thank
He's
you.
He's our hero, isn't he, Beth? Oh, you're in a right state. Right, Come on now, sweetheart. Let's get you home.
Here, let me. There you go.
Give my regards to Brenda.
Will do. Bye.
Bye, Vicky.
Bye, love.
Oh, that was nice of her.
How's it looking out there?
Yeah, it's a bit better. Adam and I got round most of the crops.
Good.
He told me one thing. Ian has decided to take part in this rough and tumble challenge.
What?
I know.
I could see Adam managing it, but Ian's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah. I don't think he knows what he's taking on. I do.
Vicky.
Oh, Brenda, don't you look smart?
Oh, I've come up straight from work.
Oh, come here, sweetheart.
Oh. Cup of tea, love.
Oh, most welcome.
I just had Jennifer on the phone, wittering on about kitchens.
Oh, you.
Brian's given her free rein. Under duress, reading between the lines.
It's not often I feel sorry for Brian.
I couldn't stand the upheaval. Theirs is perfectly serviceable.
Yeah. Big news about Brenda.
Yeah.
Didn't take her long to find someone new.
Well, at least they're both happy now. She and Tom.
Hmm. These things work out for the best, I suppose.
Yeah. How are the cows?
Oh, fine. Great to see them out there.
It is.
Mike was impressed.
Of course he was.
They're good animals, Pat.
Hello, yes, Bethany, it's your big sister. Sister?
Hello, sweetie pie. She's come on ever so much, Vicky.
I'll put your tea here.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, she's such a happy girl.
Yeah.
Happy, Beth. Happy.
Good girl.
Let's see, wave your hands in the air.
Oh,
bless her. She's really coming on with the signing.
Well done.
Words and signs at the same time. That's the trick, isn't it, Beth?
Oh, Adrian sent a little present for her. It's in my bag.
Oh, that's nice of him.
He's got a kid sister too. Not as young as Beth.
And what's he do, love?
Software. He built up his own company.
Well, I can see from that sapphire he's not short of a bob or two.
No.
Let's have a closer look.
Yeah, here, I'll take it off.
No, let Mummy look at the ring.
We chose it together yesterday in my lunch break.
Oh, so they let you have a lunch break then? Mm. I didn't think you still had those in London.
No, it's fine, as long as I cover all my work.
You'll be your own boss before we know it.
No.
Oh, she'll be too good for us soon, Bethany.
Rubbish. Actually, I can't wait to get these heels off and get into my jeans.
Oh, well, you just make yourself at home, love. I've made up your bed.
Oh, great. We've got a lot of catching up to do.
Here we are.
Oh, thank goodness you're back.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be carrying all those bags, Ruth. Give some to me.
No, it's okay, Jill. I'll just put them on the table. If you can shut the door for us.
I thought you said it was just a couple of pizzas.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, well, the list just sort of grew.
You've been gone such a long time, I was getting worried.
Yeah, sorry. I ran into a friend from the NFU. We had a coffee together, only in the supermarket cafe.
Ruth, look at you. You're as white as a sheet.
Am I?
Sit down.
No, I can't, Jill. I need to make a start on Ben's cake before milking.
You're not doing the milking.
But I...
No, I'll call David. You're dead on your feet.
But I've got half an hour before Ben's home. If I do it now, then I can ice it tomorrow.
Ruth.
I want to do
it. Later if you must. But right now, you're going straight upstairs to bed.
Trees in pots. See? For St. Stephen's.
Oh, yes, like William and Kate.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were working from home today.
No, it's my day off. So, what do you think?
Well, I think trees sound a stunning idea, darling, but, well, rather ambitious, if I'm honest.
Well, you think so?
Did you know that Brenda's got engaged?
Yeah. Hey, I wonder if she needs a wedding planner.
Oh, remember you and Chris are coming for supper tomorrow night? Rory's home on an exeat this weekend.
Oh, of course. It's Ben's party, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, poor Ruth. Adam said she looked shattered when he saw at Brookfield yesterday. Oops. Home farm.
Kingsley Harris, Borsetshire by design.
Oh, you're still coming, I hope.
Yes, this is a courtesy call, Mrs. Aldridge.
Oh, Jennifer, please.
I'll be with you at 2 o'clock, as arranged.
Well, I can't wait. And you'll be measuring up this visit, will you?
Only after an in-depth consultation.
Oh.
And then together we can put 10% onto the value of your house.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, no. I'm just ordering the sausage casings.
Of course.
Come in.
Morris is nearly done out there.
Sorry, here. Let me clear this for you.
No, it's okay.
Tell you what, you have my chair. I'll take the stool.
Still drowning in paperwork, then.
Yeah. I love the highlights.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
I'm aiming for a bit of Russian glamour.
Sure.
Plus, I get to travel a bit with my new job. Got to look right for that.
Really?
Yeah. But come on, Tom, I want the goss. I heard on the grapevine you and Kirsty are house hunting.
Yes, we are.
So you're not building on Bridge Farm, then? Thought that was your dream.
Well, I'm a bit old to be living at Mum and Dad's. No, Kirsty and I are looking for something new.
Uh-huh.
We want to be independent. My gran's helping us out with the deposit.
Not quite so independent, then.
Eh?
Never mind. Look, I came to tell you, I've been chatting to Lillian. There's a new local housing development in the pipeline. There's a bit of a fuss about planning, I think, but I could find out more and text you.
Yes, please do. Thanks, Bren.
They might be exactly what you and Kirsty are looking for.
Great.
The only thing is, they might be quite expensive.
Oh, well, we've been approved a mortgage. In principle, anyway.
Oh, right, good.
Where are you living?
Oh, I'm moving in with Adrian.
Your...
fiancé, yeah. He rents an apartment in Wapping. It is Wapping and all, you should see it, Tom.
Right.
It's amazing. I wake up to the sounds of the river. Quite miss the dawn chorus, actually.
Huh. And is that all you miss?
Oh, no, of course not.
So, does Adrian work for the same firm as you?
God, no, he couldn't work for anyone. He's so independent. He built up his own software company. He's done pretty well.
Right. What's he like?
Oh, bright, sharp, funny.
It's a very pretty ring.
Thanks, Tom.
So, life's turned out good.
I'm happy, Tom.
It shows.
And I'm happy for you and Kirsty too.
Yeah.
She's so right for you.
I'm a lucky man. I know.
Oh, come in. You must be Kingsley.
Hello. Your husband found me wandering by the swimming pool.
Oh, dear. Well, do come in.
Thank you. He asked me how long we'd be.
Oh, did he?
I told him 2 hours, minimum.
Oh.
So, this is it.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
I've come just in time, haven't I?
I'll put the kettle on.
All right, Kirsty. It's me, Brenda.
Oh, hold on.
What's going on?
Oh, Borsetshire Wildlife Trust were clearing rubbish from the lake. Oh, I must look like a wild woman.
It's good to see you.
And you.
Yeah, so I'm just getting some air with Bethany, now the sun's come out.
Oh, I know what you mean.
So, how are the wedding plans coming along?
Oh, brilliant. We've even got our own wedding planner.
You haven't?
In the shape of Alice Aldridge.
Oh.
You know what Alice is like, 20 ideas a second.
Mm. Where's the reception?
Catheridge Hall. Do you know it?
Do I? It's fabulous, Kirsty.
I know. Dead posh. We wanted something nice.
And what about your dress? Bet it's a knockout.
Well, Yeah, I'm really pleased with it.
You're not getting married in your wellies, then?
No. I'm saving these for the honeymoon. Seriously, we're going to a rainforest. Costa Rica.
Oh, right. Perfect. Well, I hope you have a wonderful time.
It's the wedding we both want. We've pushed the boat out a bit. Well, you only do it once.
True.
What about you? Have you named the day?
Oh, good grief. No. We're both far too busy. I'm still settling into my new job and everything.
Yeah, of course.
It'll be years before we settle down to wedded bliss. We're happy as we are.
Right. Congratulations on the engagement, anyway.
Thanks. Okay, Beth, where should we go next?
Oh, we've done the path now. You should be able to get the buggy right round the lake.
Lovely. That's what we'll do then. All the best, Kirsty.
Thanks.
I know you'll be happy with Tom. Two eco-warriors together, eh?
That's us.
Say bye-bye, Beth.
Bye.
Warm, bare feet on a cold morning from your Umbrian limestone tiles.
Oh, I've always dreamed of underfloor heating.
It's year zero, Jennifer. No more tired units and dripping taps. Those awkward abandoned corners will just be a memory.
Oh, I do wish Brian understood.
I understand. Mm. Oh, that's him at the window.
Mm. Oh, yes it is. Shoo! Shoo! Go away, Brian!
He's tapping his watch.
Yeah, well, it's just too bad.
Not happy.
Ignore him, Kingsley. It usually works.
Oh, yes, I think he's got the message.
Oh, that's good. I've had to wait long enough. Do carry on.
Thank you. Of course, the temptation of a big kitchen is to space everything out. You end up walking miles every day.
Oh, I know where this is going. The classic triangle. Oven, fridge, sink. I've done my homework, you see.
Pentagon.
I'm sorry?
5 points.
Oh?
Let me see you walk. Up.
Right.
To the fridge and back.
All right.
Now keep it natural.
Oops.
Six steps there and six back. No wonder you've called me. Do sit down.
Oh.
You need to be within one pace of your fridge, your larder cupboard, your oven, your chopping and washing area and your dishwasher. Right. Position these too far apart and you'll need a skateboard. Pentagon, see? Triangles are over.
Oh, well, I remember that.
The other advantage of keeping these areas tight, Jennifer, is it reduces the likelihood of milling husbands and children getting underfoot.
Oh, yes, Brian can be such a loiterer. It's usually because he can't find anything.
How do you feel about islands?
Very positive.
Some people have two.
Two?
One for a sink. And one for the Japanese teppanyaki grill.
You know, I don't think that sounds in keeping with the Albion.
I'm so glad you said that.
Oh, gosh, my head is... Oh, well, it's spinning. Did I agree to the steam oven?
This isn't final, Jennifer. Remember, you have total control.
Right.
And, yes, you did. And the boiling water tap. We don't just want this kitchen to be a workstation, though. Of course, it needs to function intuitively for you.
Oh, I like intuitive.
But it's also your haven, a space to relax in.
Ah, yeah, I hope so.
And I can assure you, however high-tech we go, we always remember the human element in our kitchens at Borsetshire by Design. Anyway, I'll itemise each of the gadgets, all the bells and whistles, in the estimates, so you can arrive at your own decisions.
Oh, good.
Bit of bedtime reading, for which I'm afraid we've sacrificed a small rainforest.
Goodness me!
It's all there. Specifications for all the appliances, etc.
Well, thank you.
A wonderful choice. Our Albion kitchen. Quintessentially English, understated, durable, classic. It'll reflect its owner to a T.
Oh, Kingsley.
The way I see it, you're like a green goddess, Kirsty.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You are.
Just imagine them, trees in full blossom. And I've been liaising with Catheridge Hall over the different grades of garlands you can have on the back of the chairs.
Grades?
The heart-shaped ones are the loveliest. The priciest as well, but hey.
Heart-shaped? Oh, Tom.
Pastorals emerging as our theme, don't you think? Lots of country flowers.
Definitely.
Oh, there's Dan. I won't be a sec. I want him to put me down for the rough and tumble challenge.
She's on a roll. Potted trees?
Huh? Oh, she's got some great ideas, but I don't want to go with that one. It needs to be simpler. I like the garlands idea, though.
Well, if you want garlands,
we'll have garlands.
Oh, I didn't feel like a green goddess when Brenda turned up at Arkwright late this afternoon. I was in filthy old jeans and wellies.
Oh, she did look different.
I found myself showing off to her about the wedding. It was almost as if it was someone else talking, but not me.
I know what you mean. Oh, Auntie Lillian told me about a new estate being built over at Waterley Cross.
You never said.
I'm saying now. They're not all built yet, but they sound beautiful. They could be just what we're after.
Great. Must go and see them.
Yeah.
Brenda won't be getting married for a while, she said. With the new job and everything. But she seems really happy, don't you think?
She does. Oh, it's great, isn't it? We've all got just what we wanted.
You look nice. Are you away soon?
Chris said any time before 11.
Well, I hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you. We've been saving up this embroidery exhibition for when my eye was done. I'll be able to enjoy it now.
Where is it again?
St Jude's Church, Uppercroft.
Oh, yeah.
Ben's looking forward to his birthday tomorrow. He talked of nothing else at breakfast, didn't he?
Yeah.
And everything's in hand.
Well, I've asked Emma to be extra thorough cleaning through this morning.
And the food?
Oh, it'll all come together quite quickly.
The pizzas will. The cake takes a bit more planning.
I should have made it by now, really.
Now, it's only just 10. I could do it for you if that would help.
Thanks, Jill, but I think I ought to be able to make my son's birthday cake.
Of course. He's usually home about 4 on a Friday, isn't he?
Can you stop going on about it? He's going to a friend's after school today, if you must know. So I've got loads of time.
Right. Well, I'll be off then.
Jill.
Expect me when you see me. Bye.
Hi, Ruth.
Usha. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Have you found a replacement for Reese?
Not yet, Jim. I did interview someone.
Not suitable?
Well, I thought so. Ingrid. Bit of a looker, actually. Well, Jolene gave her a flat no.
I wonder why. I like Reese. I'll miss him.
Yeah, me too. Still, he's given Fallon a great parting gift.
Has he?
Yeah, haven't you heard? He's found her a celebrity to present the trophies for her sport relief thing.
Oh, who?
Only Wiggo himself.
I beg your pardon?
Sir Bradley Wiggins, cyclist extraordinaire.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I know, impressive, isn't it? Should bring in the crowds.
Certainly. I usually go round to Christine's for coffee, but she and Jill are off on a jaunt today, so I'm at a bit of a loose end all round.
Ah, right.
And, how are you surviving your teetotal challenge?
Oh, it's terrible, Jim. surrounded by the stuff and I can't touch a drop.
Oh, here we go. Moan, moan, moan.
Yeah, well, it's not fair.
This is all I get, Jim.
Oh, dear.
By the way, Kenton, we're donating a couple of bottles of champagne as well as the trophies for Fallon and Dan.
Oh, rub it in, why don't you?
I promised her now, so you could just get over it.
Do you see what I'm up against?
Well, actually, Jolene, Kenton is at a disadvantage in this situation.
Thank you.
Imagine if you were surrounded by chocolate day and night.
Exactly.
How easy would you find it to restrain yourself?
No problem.
Oh, come on.
Well, if you're that confident, then it won't hurt to put yourself to the test, will it?
How?
A visit to that fancy chocolate shop in Borchester, perhaps?
Oh, that is brilliant, Jim. She loves that place.
Waste of time.
Then the real challenge would be to bring some home.
Yeah. Right, that's it.
Eh?
Yeah, no problem, you said. Come on, get your coat. We're going to Borchester.
Ah!
Well, maybe you should see a doctor.
Oh, I don't know. I feel a fraud. It's probably nothing.
But all this doesn't sound like nothing to me.
Anyway, I know what will happen. By the time I get an appointment, I'll feel better.
Just give them a call.
I suppose. I don't know.
Oh. There you are.
Thanks. Maybe I'm just missing Pip, you know?
Well, I'm sure that's true.
It's just unlike me not to pick up again. I never stay down for long.
Look, you're not Superwoman, Ruth. Farming's a slog. Most people wouldn't last 5 minutes.
My body should be used to it by now, though.
Yeah, well, maybe this is your body crying out for a break. You never ease up.
I have to put my weight on the farm.
Not at the expense of your health.
Oh, we did go away for our anniversary in December.
3 months ago.
Oh, poor Jill.
I'm sure she understands.
I just bit her head off for no reason.
Which probably points to hormones.
I suppose.
I was unbearable with Alan sometimes before the HRT kicked in.
I did feel dizzy on Wednesday, actually.
Oh, well, there you are. That's a symptom of the change.
I thought I was going to faint.
Horrible.
In fact, I had to sit in the supermarket cafe for 3/4 of an hour before it wore off. I didn't feel safe to drive.
Well, you did the right thing.
I pretended to Jill I'd met a friend. I didn't want her worrying.
Oh, dear.
This feels like the best time of my life. Pip's loving her placement. Josh is growing up. Ben's so enjoying school. What if it's all taken away from me?
Oh, Ruth!
It's been at the back of my mind all week.
No! When was your last cancer checkup?
About 2 months ago.
And it was all clear, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Well, then.
It never really leaves you, though, that fear.
I know, but this looks like sheer exhaustion to me. You're completely wiped out. You need to stop.
I crashed out for 12 hours on Wednesday afternoon, right through to morning milking. Jill just made me go to bed.
Well, good for her. There you are, then. Have you spoken to David?
I don't want him worrying either.
Ruth, if you won't speak to him, speak to the doctor. Please.
I'll be out of your way when I finish this shandy.
Oh, no hurry, Jim.
So, did you buy some chocolates this morning?
We did, yes.
And how was it for you, Jolene?
Easy peasy. Yeah.
So where are they?
Oh, out of sight.
Which means out of mind. They should be visible, on a par with Kenton's challenge.
Yeah, they should.
Well, what are you doing?
What do you think? There.
Oh, no, let's go the whole hog, shall we? And tip them all out.
Now you're talking.
Come on, pass us a napkin and a clean tray then, come on.
With pleasure. Yeah. There you go.
Well, they do look very appetizing.
If you want a level playing field, so be it.
Oh, we do, huh? There you go.
Good.
Oh, Jim, don't you just love that chocolatey smell?
Mm. Yes.
There. It cost a small fortune, then. Still, never let it be said, Jolene ducks a challenge.
What are you doing?
Oh, treating myself to a glass of wine. A large one.
I see.
Glug, glug, glug.
Oh,
don't you just love that sound? Fancy a sniff, Kenton.
Yeah, very funny.
I think I'll just take this upstairs. It's been so busy. Pop the top back on for me, will you, my darling?
Oh,
See you, Jim.
Jolene. So, are you taking part in Dan's sports relief challenge?
I was, but I changed my mind. Yeah. All that huffing and puffing, it's very undignified. I'm sorry, Jim. I am taking these chocolates upstairs. Why should she get away with it? Yeah, won't be a sec.
Oh, it would have been nice to try one.
You forgot your chocolates.
Oh, so I did.
I'll put them just here, shall I? Next to you.
Yeah. I'm easy.
Ooh, I think I'll try one.
Go on, then.
Hmm.
I think I'll have a sip of my wine. Oh, lovely drop of Chardonnay, that.
Oh, this is delicious. It's sort of soft nougat.
I don't care for nougat.
You liar. Do you mind if I have another?
Yeah, help yourself. Oh, try that big fancy one. Hmm?
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. What the...
Oh, dear. You didn't get the cherry brandy one, did you?
You schemer. That is sabotage.
You're the one started scoffing them, not me. I knew you would know.
I want to be very, very cross with you.
Uh-huh.
But instead...
What?
I'm going to kiss you. Come in.
Oh, that tastes so good.
And the chocolate or the kiss?
Oh, both. Come here.
Oh, Jill, you're back.
Hello, Ruth.
Have you had a nice time?
Yes, thank you.
How was the exhibition?
Beautiful. I could see all the colours. I hadn't realised. I haven't been seeing blue properly for years. Ah!
What do you think?
Oh, yes.
My icing's not quite up to your standard, I'm afraid.
Nonsense, it looks lovely.
I'll do the piping in the Feltmisham City colours.
That's a good idea. Well, I'll leave you to get on with it.
No, take your coat off and sit down. I'm glad of the company.
All right, then.
I found time for a good sleep earlier.
Good.
I feel so much better.
I'm glad.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, don't worry.
You stay put, Jill. I'll do it. Peace offering.
Well, that would be very nice. Thank you.
I'm so sorry about this morning. It was unforgivable snapping at you like that.
I don't think it was really about the cake.
No. I've been so ratty lately. And don't tell me it's because I'm tired.
I wasn't going to. You know what, Ruth?
What?
You were like this once before.
Was I?
Yes. Not with Ben and Josh, but when you were expecting Pip. You don't think you might be pregnant?
What? Pregnant? I can't be. Can I?
Thank you.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.